want to mention that starting on Monday, it was we're celebrating School Bus Safety Week, and that is runs through this week, October 19th through the 23rd. Wednesday actually has been set aside to celebrate and honor school bus drivers. Parents should be able to trust that when their child gets on the school bus, there is no need to worry about their child's safety. If everyone follows school bus safety rules, every child will stay safe. Garden City Public Schools has 37 route drivers and maintains 58 top-of-the-line buses in our fleet. The buses travel a total of around 3,300 miles per day, and they carry approximately 1,830 students daily. Now, school bus drivers must first qualify and obtain a commercial driver's license. They must have a minimum of 12 actual hours behind the wheel of training to become familiar with the handling of a large vehicle. They must submit to the Department of Transportation physical and pre-employment drug screening and alcohol testing. They must have their driver's records scrutinized. They're required to complete defensive driving training, first aid and CPR training, and attend safety training meetings with their fellow drivers each month. So really pushing that safety, because it is our goal of the Garden City Transportation Department to transport all students to and from school in a safe manner each and every day. And this helps to meet the district's mission of providing that quality learning to create responsible citizens. So congratulations to our hardworking bus drivers. You know, they're the first ones that children get to see in the mornings, and they're the last face those bus drivers when the children get off the bus. So they're a very important part of the district, and we're really proud to celebrate School Bus Safety Week this week.